And yesterday we learned a machlokes of paganiskus knasa mamayna. The Papa holds the paganiskus mamin, and Rafuna, Rabbi Yeshua, holds the paganiskus is knasa. And we learned the svara of the two tzadikim. They argue if stam svara mechesh kashima kani or not. That we had in the Gemara yesterday. Rashi, first Rashi in the sugya, Rashi Dibur Amaskal Mamayna. Rashi says, "What's an afkamina if you hold paganiska Mamayna or paganiska knasa?" So Rashi Mamayna dinu shi shamenu veine knas. But Rashi, the nafkamina, the may the mekami the yasasadi loy mifter. There's something shver about this Rashi. What's shver in this Rashi, Mamayna? What's Rashi saying? Rashi saying the nafkamina paganismus knaso Mamayna. What's Rashi's reason? What does Rashi say? Nafkamina, imay de makami das asadi loy mifte. What's wrong with that? Chayyur Rashi makes sense. Huh? What? Even if it's Kanasi, that's a little. Sorry, Rashi's going with Daman the Yomar, apparently. Rashi's going with Daman the Yomar, made a Kanasi, I can't go away from his partner. Which is the way we passed him. Well, what's fair with the Rashi? Look at the Rashi. The very fair Rashi. What's wrong with Rashi? No? That's a two-line Rashi. I'll give you a hint. It's in the line that starts with a nafkamina. The imayga makami das sadi loy mifter. See, it's not shver. What Rashi says isn't shver. So Rashi doesn't say that shver. Everyone looks for what it says is that shver. If I asked you, what's the difference of something of a knas al mamin, what would you tell me? I asked you, what's the difference of something of a knas al mamin? So you would tell me, nafkamina is made of a knas pater, right? Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's saying that nafkamina is made of a knas, makamadas awaydim. What's the makami dasu sadi? Rashi just said nafkamina di imay de mifter. Nafkamina is that maida b'knas is potter, and if you maida mamin yechayiv. It's very shver. Why Rashi sticks in makami di asu sadi? And apparently there's some type of chiddush in it. I don't know what the chiddush is. Well, is Rashi gained by sticking in makami dasu sadi? The Rishash blives shver in the Rashi. Says he doesn't understand why Rashi says Makamados Asad. Well, why Rashi should say Nafkamina, why did the Knast is Potter? Rashi doesn't have to Shtelavek a case where we the witnesses came by Nafkamina. What? What? Everyone knows why the Knast is Potter. So Rashi didn't have to tell us that. So Rashi knows a bigger Chiddush. What's a bigger Chiddush? Which is a machlokes, and you're coming out like that. It's true, Rashi is coming to hear the chiddush, but again, it's. Okay. That depends on machlokes, if it's knas or mamayna.
Knas
you would
be
chayiv
without it
in
the moment you
would,
right?
Just the opposite. Mamayna chayiv even if Eidim don't come. Knas, you only have to pay if Eidim come.
Don't
there's nothing wrong with it, but there's a simpler chiddush. The chiddush is if Maida B'Knas is chayiv or not.
This is the chiddush
that's
even without
everything
in Bezdin. This is a universal chiddush
for
automatic. You're talking
about
where the guy has to come to
Bezdin. Here you also have to come to Bezdin. No, Rashi's case, you also have to go to Bezdin. The only Maida B'Knas Makami Dasuf Sa'adi is also only if you go to
Bezdin. Yeah, but the moment I would be chayiv even if I didn't come to Bezdin.
That's true in both cases, in my case and in Rashi's case. Every case of Maida in any Knas, if it's Mamin, you're chayiv even without going to Bezin. And if it's Knas, you're Potter if you come to Bezin, you're Maida. But there has to be some chiddush in the Rashi, I guess. The Bedeichik, he would say, Rashi's chiddush is, he's telling you there's such a sugya later. So maybe it's not Sakach Bo Eidim, but it's a little hard to see. There's the Marshal asks a kasha. The Marshal is on Perek Meruba, on Dafayin Hay. And he asked Akasha, and I don't remember who, someone is here asked me this yesterday without showing me the Gemara, and I couldn't answer him, and whoever it was. But there's Gemara on Dafayin Hay that talks about Maida B'Knas Pater, and it tells us a rule in Maida B'Knas Akach Bo Eidim is Pater, that Mstavim Milsa the Rav. Rav, that's the way we passed. The Maida B'Knas Akach Bo Eidim is Pater. It's only for Emer Ganafti, someone's Maida I stole. And afterwards, Bo Eidim Shaganav Pater. Sharei Chayev Atzmei B'Keren. When he was Maida in Bezdin, he said, I stole. He was Taka being Maida something that his words created a Chiyav on himself. If he walks into Bezdin, he says, I stole. So the kefal is a maida b'knas, it's pater. But there's a tzad chiyuv in what he was maida. So that's maida b'knas pater, b'akach b'oedim pater, is if you're maida, and it creates some type of chiyuv on yourself. However, zot the Gemara, if there are edim that you stole, b'oedim shaganav, v'choz av oimer tavachti u'macharti, the edim someone stole, he walks into bed and he says, you know that I stole? I shechted it, or I sold it. That's not Maida B'Knas. Sharei Potter Asmei Meklum. He wasn't being Maida in anything. He walked into Bezdin. He said Tavachti. There's no rule of Maida B'Knas Potter when there's no Tzad Chiyuv on him. There has to be a Tzad Chiyuv on him in order to be Chayiv. And when there's no Tzad Chiyuv, that's not Maida B'Knas. Then you're Achkach Bo Eidim Chayiv.
So he does
it
in two stages.
What?
It's himself, but he does it in two stages.
He's made under the Neva. And then Eidim come.
No, come back later, Tavachti.
Yes, I guess in that case, the Tavachti is nothing.
Yes.
It's nothing. You could declare if he does it in one stage. He says, Tanachti, the Tavachti, in one shot. Maybe. But it's clear from that Gemara that if you're being made a B'Knas and you're not losing anything by your Haidah, it's just. You're just becoming totally potter from Yaidah. That's not called Maida B'Knas Potter. So someone asked this question to me yesterday, and I see now that the Yavshe Shleima, the Marshal, the Merube asked the Kasha, that Maida B'Knas, by Palkik Niska Knasa, if you walk into Bezdin and you're Maida Chatzin Ezek, there's no Tzad Chiyuv. You're going to be potter Lagamri. So someone's Maida Paganiska, why is he considered Maida B'Knas HaKach Bo Eidim Potter, like Rashi says? Taka if no Eidim come, nachinam. If you walk into bed and you're Maida, and no Eidim comes, so you don't pay, because you never pay Knas HaPiyatma. But Rashi's saying that even HaKach Bo Eidim, that Maida B'Knas HaKach Bo Eidim, you're also Potter. So why are you Potter? Daidov, Paganiska Knasa, is not mechayiv you anything. So why you say Maida B'Knas HaKach Bo Eidim is Potter? The Gemara says, lady, you don't. Somebody asked me this yesterday. I don't know if he wants to admit it now, but I'm trying to remember who. But so the cash is the Yavshe Shleima's cash. It's not sure in the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't have a case by us. Maida B'Knas HaKach Bo Eidim. It's Sharon Rashi. Rashi says Maida B'Knas HaKach Bo Eidim. So there's a tshuva in the Night of Yehuda where he answers the question. The tshuva is in Evin HaEzer Simchav Gimel. Chavuk Bey Simchav Gimel. It has nothing to do with Evin HaEzer. Just the end of a letter that had something to do with Evin HaEzer. And at the end, towards the end of the letter, he has a paragraph where he brings this Yamshe Shlomo's kasha. The Shoyel, the one who wrote him the letter, wanted to answer as follows. When do we say the rule of Daf Ayin Hey? That Maida B'Knas, if you're not mechayiv yourself anything, then the Maida Pachnas doesn't count. He says that's only in a Haidah that makes you a Rasha. That you're saying you did something bad. Stole an animal, and then you shechted the animal. Shechting the animal is an aveir. You're saying you did a rishus. A rishus bezin is not makabel. If you're mechayiv yourself money, so bezin is makabel. Because the Baal Dovar was mechayiv himself money, so bezin makes a pay. See, if there's a tzad chiyuv in your haidah, so then the person says ganafti. So bezin has to accept the eidus because he's saying he owes plenty money. He stole, he has to repay it. So when there's a tzad chiyuv in his haidah, bezin accepts the haidah, and they make him pay the tzad chiyuv. And then on the moed b'knas here, if he has a p'tor, makes sense. Mashain came, where he says tovachti, comes to bezin, he says I shechted. He's only saying a rishus about himself. So bezin is not makabel. Someone who says, what's he saying? I'm a Russian. Bezin is not makabel eidus. Someone says he's a Rasha, and Meila, it doesn't have a din of Kabbalah say this, and there's nothing for Bezin to be Mechayiv anyway, so Bezin doesn't hear. Mashiach came by us, by Paganiska. He walks into Bezin, he says, my Shartam, Gord Plaini Shartam. He's not making himself a Rasha. There's no Tzad Rasha Shabbai. His animal did something bad. He didn't do anything bad. He has a show, and the show is Mazik. He's an honest guy. He came into Bezin, he says, you know, my show is Mazik. He says, in such a case, we do say Moed B'Knas Potter, even if there's no Tzad Chiyav in Yahidah, because Bezin can listen to it. Bezin can be Makabal. You're Moed B'Knas and you're Potter. This is the Shoyal's suggested Terence. That rule of Dafayin Hay, that you have to have a Tzad Chiyav, is only when you're saying you did a Rishus. Somebody has to compel Bezin to be Makabal. And now, Tztamazai, when there's no Tzad Chiyuv, but there's no Tzad Rishus either, then Bezin can be Makabal. That's the Shoyal's Teretz. If Yehuda does not like this Teretz, he has a kasha on it. I'll tell you his kasha. There's a case there, on the Afayin Hay, where Rabbi Gamliel knocked out the tooth of the eye, I remember, of his Eved, of Tevi. He had an Eved. The truth is, his whole life he was waiting to free this Eved. And one day, his lucky day, he went and he knocked out the tooth of the Eved. So he was delighted, because now he could free the Eved. Because Eved Kanani goes free with Shein V'ayin. What? $9. What was it? What did he knock out? Does it say? Sima is saying, I don't know why he was so happy, he blinded his eye. Okay, he blinded the eye of Tevi, but he's very happy because now he could free him. So Matzah Rabbi Yeshua, Amalot, Yata Yadeya should have the Avda Yatzel Acheris. Don't you know that my Evan's now going to go free? Amalot Lama. Amalot, Samisi Yaseinai, I knocked out his eye. Amalot, Ein Bud Varecha Chlum. You're a Maida B'Knas, and a Maida B'Knas is Pater. So the Gemara holds that it's a Maida B'Knas, it's a Maida B'Knas, and even if Achakach Bo'edim, you'd be Pater. That's the case of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shani Rav Amliel. The Gemara has a Shakla Vatari about the story. But the Gemara brings such a Maisa, and it wants to plug this into the machlokes. It might have been knas v'akach bo'edim as pater. But they all said he knocked out the eye of his eved. So after the Yehuda, there's no tzad rishus in Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said there's no tzad rishus in what he did, because he did it b'shaygig. He didn't knock out his eye purposely. He did it b'shaygig. There's no tzad rishus shabai. And if I became, we say in that case, our rule, that it's not Aydah, if Aydah come later, that it's not. So he says, we see from that story that your Teretz is not a good Teretz. That's what he, that's the day of Yehuda's Avshlag, right, we can ding Zach. The etzem knocking out someone's eye is a ma'aseh rishis. Sure, when Amlio was a shegeg, or maybe a karav einus, or maybe an einus, I don't know. But the etzem, it is a ma'aseh rishis. It doesn't sound like such a strong a pircha on the teretz. But anyway, that's he's not nichalei. But the Rebbe Yehuda does answer. Is the answer that I think I told whoever asked me yesterday that there is a tzad chayiv in being a mighty b'knas part in saying palganiska, in saying that Yeshar was negayach. What's a tzad chayiv? If you come into Bezdin and you say my shar tam was mazik, so you don't have to pay, but you do lose something. What do you lose? If you lose is that it's one step closer to becoming a mu'ud. Right now, if it's going to be negeach again, it's going to become a mu'ud. So there is a tzad chayiv in your edus that compels Bezin to accept the edus, because there is a tzad chayiv. You're saying my shor was negeach, and it's one step closer to becoming a mu'ud. And on that, we don't say ma'idib a knas partim. Mu'ud is not a knas. So that in the Yehuda answers. To answer the Yamsha Shlomo's kasha. What's interesting is in the way I found this night of Yehuda is in the Micha Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach brings this. Rav Shlomo Zalman says b'shem the night of Yehuda a different teretz. I didn't see it in the night of Yehuda. Seems to be a mistake in the. It seems that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's teretz. I don't know. Shlomo Zalman says a different teretz. Again, what's the kasha? Why is it ma'idib knas when you say your animal is a nakfa? It was paganiska. We say it's ma'idib knas pater. When you say your animal at tam was mazik, I did no tzad chayiv to the owner. So Shlomo Zalman says there is a tzad chayiv to the owner because now everybody knows that a shor is a nakfa. If he wants to sell it, it's going to be harder to sell it. The price is going to go down. Since the price is going to go down, so there's a tzad chayiv in your haidah, so the mele might have a knas supplies. That's what Shlomo Zalman's teretz. That teretz, it's hard to understand that teretz. It's not the reason Bezdin has to be mekabel yireves. If a man says, my animal's a nakfa, So it's a tzad chayiv. There's nothing to do with Bezdin accepting his edus. Bezdin doesn't accept, what's not to do. If he tells people it shows the nakfa, then the price is going to go down. Now, Yehuda's teretz, it is a tzad chayiv, he's making an animal one step closer to being a mu'id. That I understand. So therefore, Bezdin has to accept his edus, and the mele might have a knas partim. Shlomo Zalman's teretz, I don't know, it's not as good as satisfying a teretz. Shlomo Zalman is saying there's a tzad chayiv because people are going to look at your shor now, they're not going to want to buy it. The price is going to go down. That has nothing to do with Bezdin. What does that have to do with? So Bezdin has to be mekabel yedis because of that.
Maybe the same thing, maybe the
closer
one step closer.
So maybe that's what he means. That's one step closer to being a mu'id. I don't know why he has to say the price is going to go down. Maybe he wants it to be an immediate chayiv, not a later chayiv. Well, the market is not influenced by whether Bezdin documents it or not.
The market Bezdin documents it, doesn't that share order that you first become a shor that's closer to a mu'ud?
Yeah, but the person in the marketplace is bidding on the shor is not concerned with whether Bezdin did or didn't document it. He's just concerned with the truth.
What? Everyone becomes aware.
That's true, but there's no such obligation on Bezdin to document things for the purpose of making people aware. Bezdin doesn't document the fluctuations of the market. So. Okay, so that's one in here. Now, if all that is said and done, to come back to why Rashi, the Rishash's Kasha, why Rashi stuck in Achakach Boe to Makami Dasa Sadi, it's a little much to say, but it could be that Rashi, Mil Sagaborcha, is Taka telling us a Chiddush. Taka telling us a Chiddush, because the Yom Shishleimus Kash is a reason that I would think that the Amayid B'Knas Akach Bo'edim does not apply here. Because the Yom Shishleimus Kash is, it shouldn't apply, because here there's no Tzad Chayv. So it could be that Rashi Mosa Agav Orcha is telling us Taka it is a Chiddush. This whole Torah is telling us that what Rashi says is a Chiddush. Is it sad to say not like this? So that may be the Chiddush in Rashi, why Rashi stuck it in. Rashi didn't have to stick it in from Shad. But Agav Orcha, Rashi is telling us something which does have a big Tzad Chiddush, and that's this.
The Gemara
says is Dafka talking about Kapo Oedim, yeah. That's the case. In case it's not Kapo Oedim, then you still have a Pator. The Gemara's Pferish going like Rav, well, Kapo Oedim. Okay, one more Indian that's Nagaya here to the Sugya. Our Gemara tells us that a Shartam is a Shartam because it is, again, we pass in Paganis Knossa, which means we pass in Becheskas Shimakai. A Shartam is Becheskas Shimakai. So why is the Baal Pechati Nezek? How do we explain it yesterday? Why is the Baal Potter Becheskas Shimakai? The way you understood it is because he's an Inus. The owner is an Inus. That's why he's Potter. So there's a Kasha on this. That the Rishonim ask. If you learn Tam the way it says in the Gemara, that because it's Becheskas Shimur and it's and you're an Inus when it's mad, if your animal is mazik in the Chatzar HaNizik, the person has an animal and it goes out, he lets it go out into the street, and it's mazik in the Nizik's Rishos. So we know Marmalik or Tarfin that you pay Chati Nezek. So you tell me, why should I pay Chati Nezek? My animal was Mazik and Chatzar and Nezek. Teretz is, Stav Shvar Mecheskas Shimakaini. That I have a Shar, it's a Shar Tam. I can assume it behaves. Now misbehaved, I'm an Oinus. Kasha is that L'chaira, it's a case of Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Seifei B'Oinus. Because Lagabe Shein and Regel, if your animal goes into a Nizik's Rishus and it eats there, you're considered a Pesheya. You're responsible to make sure that your animal doesn't go into a Nizik's Rishus. There's just a rabbi to let it go. But a Nizik's Rishus, that much you have to watch your animal. So if your animal goes into Rishus HaNizik, B'Pshia, that's your Pshia, Lagabe Shein and Regel. So now if it's Mazik with Keren, Takel Agavi Karen, you're an Anus. You didn't expect it to be Mazik with Karen. Bechash Kishim Ukai. But still, it's Chilasid B'Pshia, the Seifer B'Ainus. Since you're a Pesheya and letting your animal go into someone else's Rishos, Varaya, you're a Pesheya, Shein V'Regal Yechayiv. That means you're responsible to make sure the animal doesn't go into the other person's Rishos. So now, you should be Chayiv Karen. You should be chayiv to pay on keretz. You have no keretz of b'ches kashiba kaimi that you're an oinus. So asid b'pshia, b'seifer b'oinus. It's kavod in a kasha. The truth is, we could stretch that kasha to, I think, to many other cases. The stipler sort of does stretch it to other cases. Let's say I have an animal that's a muid for shvarim and not for kvasim v'izim. Right, mu'ud minecha is not a mu'ud for shar minim. Right? If it's a mu'ud for one min, it's not a mu'ud for another min. Let's say it's a mu'ud lebehema, it's not a mu'ud la'adam. We have enough base. Machaira, the whole thing, once you have a mu'ud, it's a mu'ud for one thing and not for others, machaira should help you, it shouldn't help you. Because if you let your shar, which is a tam for everything, it's a mu'ud for one min, you go in the street. Your tchilasi b'pshia legabe the min it's a mu'ud for. And your seifer b'ainis legabe the min it's not a mu'ud for. The only way you can have a chetimz, if you let him go in the street where there are no shvarim, they're only kvasim, and it's a mu'ud for shvarim, so you're not a pesheya. But a normal Rishus HaRabim that has Adam and Behema, so if it's a mood for one, and you let it go on the street, you're not standing there watching it, and it's Masik, you're going to have to pay for the others anyway. Because our Gemara is saying, you only potter because Becheskes Shimukai. Because your animal is Becheskes Shmira. So you're an Inus. L'chayre, we're shrugging up the whole idea of mood l'minechad, may have a mood l'sharmini. We're not shrugging it up, but we're making it almost not negay. Because any time you let your animal on a public street, which has shvarim and b'nei adam, it's a mood for one, it's chalasi b'pshia, b'saifa b'ainis for the other. So this is the kasha that Taisus is the first step of the kasha. I mean the second step. Taisus is Sadaf Chav Dalet. Chafez Amin Aleph, Taisus de Apich, the second Taisus is this Kasher. In Taimer, Lamandi Yamat, Chilosib Shia, say, Venus Chayiv, Lachayiv Nezik Shalom. He's going to Rosh Hashanah Nizik, I believe. He's going to Rosh Hashanah Nizik. Yeah. Chilosib Shia do Orchei, Vesayfe Venus de Lab Orchei. Yesh loymer the loy omer mishum tchilasi b'pshil l'gabi regel l'chayim nezik shalom l'gabi keren. You don't say that it's tchilasi b'pshil l'gabi one thing, l'gabi the other. Why? That filo pesheya gomor linyin kerev l'chayvasei tere l'chati nezik. You hear the words. A filo pesheya gomor linyin keren loy chayvasei tere l'chati nezik. Even a pesheya gomor by a short time, you only chayv chati nezik. Does that fit with this Gemara? I ask you a question. Stifler has the shayla. Let's say you have a short time, and Eliyahu Navi comes and he tells you that tomorrow this short time is going to try to be mazik. Eliyahu Navi tells you tomorrow this animal is going to go on the street. It's going to attempt to gore another animal. It's going to attempt to do kara. Next morning, you don't watch your animal. That's mazik. Chatzin nezik or nezik shalom? What do you pay? Chatzin nezik? Is that true? Okay, chatzin nezik? Why do you pay chatzin nezik? Stam shvar b'ches kashim or kaini uvedirud loy l'sham klal v'rachman or dekansa. But this animal is not b'ches kashim or kaini. You're not an einus. We learned the Gemara that stab shvar v'ches kashim l'kaimi, and therefore if my animal is mazik, I'm an oinus. If Eliyahu Navi told me that my animal is going to be mazik, I'm not an oinus. Huh? Don't you have to pay?
The same thing. If it does Karen twice, 2 days in a row, so it's not the third, it's also not ches kashim l'kaimi.
Well, if we hold you need three times to be Ais Ches Kashimur, then it's still Beches Kashimur. That's what it needs. That's what it needs. It wasn't enough. If you hold you need three times, you need three times. So the stipler in this is in the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov Simen Gimel. The stipler says that Karen has two attributes. On that Gimel we had that a Karen is Mishuna. The attribute of Karen is that it's unusual, it's Mishunah. And after Tezvav we have the Cheska Shimo Kaimi, that the owner is an Inus. To become a Muid, the only way Yechayiv Nezek Shalem is if both conditions come off. Both. You need, it should be Ois Cheska Shimo, and it should not be Mishunah. It should be something this animal normally does. If Eliyahu Navi tells me that this animal is going to be mazik tomorrow, it's takanat b'ches kashimur, but it's still mishunah. Yo is telling me that this animal is going to do a davar mishonah tomorrow. It's still mishonah. This animal never did this before. It's still mishonah. To have a din of mu'id, you need both attributes. You need that the mitzias, it should be ice mishonah, and it should be not b'cheska shimur kind. If you have one without the other, let's say the animal is masik three times and it wasn't hu'id b'baylov, he's also pug. He doesn't know about it. It got to be the animal, it's not mishonah, did it three times. But the owner doesn't know. Right to put it, because it got to be him, he's an einus, b'cheska shimur kind. If you have one without the other, it's nothing. Which means that although Eish and Bar and all of them had one attribute, what we're saying now is that Karen has two, and you don't become a mu'id, it's Tati Lakula. You don't become a mu'id unless you have both. The case of Eliyahu Navi is Tysus' case. If you read Tysus' words, it's Mamish, the disciple says, if you read Tysus' words, it's his case. Tysus' words were, Begabe Karen, Afilu Pesheya Gomor, even if you're Badaya Pesheya. Le'inyin Karen le'chavase Tera le'chati nezek. The Tera is not behind you. Only chati nezek. So that you need the two attributes together. That should be ois mishuna, and it should be not b'ches kashim ha'kaimi, in order to be chayv nezek shalim. One without the other is not chayv nezek shalim. So that what the Gemara says here, b'ches kashim ha'kaimi, is really half the story. It's not total, it's not the whole story. It's only half the story, Lagabe Nezek. And then the same thing with all the other cases. When it's Tosib Shia Sefer Bainis for Adam and Behemoth, and Mud Lod and Allah Behemoth, it's the same parrots. There's Takanah Beches Kashima Kaimi, right? Tosib Shia. But still Mishunah. It's only a Mud for a Shar, it's not a Mud for an Adam, or it's not a Mud for a Keves. It's still Mishunah. Anytime it's Mishunah, Karen is Potter. Even without the Cheshman of Beches Kashima Kaimi. This is the stipulous aside, it's in the Kisvik Yimus Yaakov, it's a necessary aside to understand Karen, that Karen needs the two attributes together. So these are the two Nakudas for today, the stipler and the Night of Yehuda. On Sunday I hope to turn the page and to get moving a little more into the box.